Well, Mike, we're in Seattle.
Yes, we are.
And these are our final thoughts. Okay, Mike, what's at stake? I know, Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl. Okay. But I'll also say the Packers don't want to be on the wrong side of another one of these West Coast rivalries. I mean, the San Francisco 49ers had the Packers' number for the last few years, knocked them out of the playoffs the last 2 years. Now it's Seattle. We had the Fail Mary game. But then the opener this year, the Packers need to win one of these, and this would be a good one to win.
I'll tell you what else is at stake. A kind of redemption. In 43 years of covering pro football, I have never seen a team take the abuse this team did for losing an opener. I mean, they got hammered. The Richard Sherman thing and not winning a game that meant so much to so many people. This one means a lot more. Win this one, and I think everyone will forget about the opener. Okay, Mike, who's your player or players to watch?
I'm going to give you two, one on each side of the ball for the Packers. On offense, Jordy Nelson, and on defense, Clay Matthews. Why those two guys? Because they were strangely statistically quiet against the Dallas Cowboys last week. Nelson had two catches for 22 yards. Matthews did a lot of running around, a lot of chasing, but only a couple of tackles. These are Pro Bowl players. You don't keep Pro Bowl players down back-to-back weeks, in my opinion. I look for Jordy Nelson and Clay Matthews to have big games on Sunday.
And my player to watch is Eddie Lacy, because this game is going to be a run-the-ball, stop-the-run kind of game.
And I've been saying that all week.
I really believe that. And Eddie Lacy is going to be the star of this game. The Packers win if Aaron Rodgers finishes the game. Now, I know he's got to do more than just finish the game, but what I'm trying to say here is this guy has become some kind of a magician. The way he has overcome this injury to finish games and star late in the games, when in fact early in the games we didn't know if he was going to make it through. We didn't know if he was going to make it to halftime. What he did against the Cowboys is for the history books. It is committed to Packers lore.
Yeah. And I say the Packers win if, I'm going to go a little bit sideways on you here. We've talked all week about Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Eddie Lacy, Marshawn Lynch. I think the Packers win to get an interception. Mm-hmm. You look back to 2010, the six-game run to the title, 14 interceptions. Nick Collins, Tremont Williams, Sam Shields, all those games, they turned on interceptions. The Packers need one. They haven't had one for a while, and it's time to get one. Russell Wilson doesn't throw many, only threw seven all season, but the Packers had their hands on a few in week one. If those types of plays turn into interceptions on Sunday, I think the Packers win.
Okay.
With that, we'll sign off on final thoughts from Seattle. But stay tuned to Packers.com. Saturday at 4 o'clock, there will be the Packers Everywhere pep rally at the Mustard Seed in Bellevue. Then during the game on Sunday, we will have quarter-by-quarter updates in the Packers.com blog. Ask Vic Halftime. Send in your questions for this guy right here. And after the game, all of your post-game stories and videos. Thanks for watching, everybody.